Somebody recently asked me the following question. They were having some non-Jewish work colleagues for a Shabbat meal. The Gentile work colleagues were interested in what was all this Shabbat they were always hearing about. They wanted to come for a Shabbat meal. So that in itself isn't a problem. But he was concerned about what would he talk to them about at the meal. He thought that inevitably the conversation would turn to work-related matters, and was that going to be a problem on Shabbat? So there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Chet Pasuk Yud Gimel, Im Tashiv Mishabbat Raglecha, Asot Chafatzecha B'Yom Kodshi, that you should, on Shabbat, you should stop walking in the regular way, and one shouldn't take care of one's own concerns on the holy day. V'karat ala Shabbat oneg, you shall proclaim Shabbat as a delight, likdosh Adonai mechubad, and the holy day of Hashem as being honoured. V'chibbad to me'asot drachecha, you shall honour it by not doing your usual things, by not taking care of your affairs, the daber davar, and not speaking in the usual manner. And the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat daf kuf yud gimel amud bet says, what does it mean the daber davar? Shelo yehi dibrucha shel Shabbat ki dibrucha shel chol. The way that you speak on Shabbat shouldn't be the same way that you speak during the week. So what does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Aleph and says, Hilkach asul omar davar ploni esel machar. It's prohibited to say on Shabbat, I'm going to do whatever it is tomorrow, or schora ploni ekne machar, or I will buy such and such a thing tomorrow. So to speak about things that need to be attended to, things that you are intending doing in the future, is prohibited on Shabbat. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph points out that davkem hu davar she'asur la'asot on Shabbat. This only applies to something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbat. So on Shabbat, I'm not allowed to look out into the garden and say, oh, you know, I'm going to mow the lawn tomorrow. But I can say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to go for a walk in the forest. That would be all right, because going for a walk in the forest is permitted. Mowing the lawn isn't permitted. Likewise, I can say, I can even say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to speak to my cousin. I might be that I need to speak to them on the phone because they don't live nearby, but I'm not mentioning any malacha there. So it would seem that if I'm not sort of saying to my, if the person's not saying to his colleagues, okay, well, you know, on Monday we need to do X and on Tuesday we need to do Y, etc., then maybe it should be permitted. But we also had in the same pasuk a reference to mimtzoch eftzecha, taking care of your own business needs. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Vav Seif Aleph says, "Kgod shema'ayin nechasav lirot matzorech tzarich lemachar." You can't even go and look at things which have a business interest to you to see what you might do after Shabbat, even though you're not specifically talking about doing any malacha. So if a person, say, is a gardener and somebody's booked him to work in their garden, so you can't walk around there on Shabbat afternoon to have a look and see what needs doing, even though you're not speaking about it in any way, that would still be prohibited. But certainly it would seem that to discuss projects in general, projects from the workplace that need to be attended, even if you're not saying that, you know, X needs to do A and Y needs to do B or anything like that, it seems that that should be prohibited, because that's talking about matters to do with the workplace. So therefore one does need to be careful about it. In actual fact, in Shin Zayin Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu b'dvarim b'teilim asur laharbot." You need to be careful about what you talk about bichlal on Shabbat. Even talking too much about pointless stuff is also prohibited. And it's interesting that the Radak, in his commentary to Tanakh, commenting on the phrase v'daber davar, he says, "Sheidaber b'Shabbat benachat," that on Shabbat you speak in a gentle way. So it's not just the content of what you say, but it's also the way in which you say it. And certainly I think that one who is careful about this din of v'daber davar, speaking appropriately on Shabbat, really infuses the whole of Shabbat with a very special kedusha, which is absent from our lives generally. Ad kan.